longing for paths and silences. There are numerous paths that allow you to enjoy the mountains of Jamona and surroundings in a deep and thorough way. These are the footprints left by our people since ancient times, and using them means not only walking, but even more coming into contact with the history of our communities and observing the anthropic evolution of the territory, its flora and fauna, its geology, the waters, the diaries, the paths traveled by haymaking or for harvesting wood, fruit and herbs. The CAI, Italian Alpine Club, section of Jamona, Buia and Osopo, currently has over 150 kilometers of trails that are periodically maintained by club volunteers. This service is not only aimed at guaranteeing the practicability of the tracks, but referring to the spirit of the CAI, also to allow the users to appreciate the mountain, to know it and respect it, to protect its features, always keeping in mind the intrinsic danger of the mountain environment. Leaving the ascent to the most famous peaks to the most trained, Jamona and surroundings offers a good choice of routes within everyone's reach, both on the slopes of the Carnic Prealps and those of the Julian Prealps. The following proposals are only some of the many and can clearly be integrated with information taken on site. From Trasagis. On the road to Forgaria, just before Peonis on the right, go up to Chianet, and then to the Stavoli of Sora Clap, or to the slopes of Mounts Covria and Corno, with beautiful views of mountains and hills from Mount Plauris to the Collio. From Avazinis, you go to Val Planecis or to the Pradi Steppa Hut, while from Alesso, you go to the Quel d'Alfari and from Braulins to Mount Brancot. From Bordano. Between Bordano and Interneppo, a lateral road leads you to the right to the summit of Mount San Simeone, from whose top you see, among other things, a good part of the Tagliamento course. On the left, it leads you to Mount Festa, from which you enjoy a wonderful view of the Cavazzo Lake. From Vinzone. At the entrance to the territory of Jamona and surroundings from the north, near the railway station of Carnia, you can have a walk by following a route which takes you to the nearby Stavoli of Tugliezzo. A few meters away, you arrive at the Elio Franz Refuge behind Plauris. From Vinzone, keeping you higher than the course of the Vinzonassa stream, on the road to Pragiel, you calmly head to Malga Confin and Casera Ungarina. From the Rivoli Bianchi, you can easily climb to the St. Agnese saddle between Mount Cumieli and Mount Tiampon, or you can go straight and face the climb to the Forche Pass and then enter the Ledis Valley. From Jamona. Leaving aside the plane transfers, Jamona offers you a wide range of proposals summarized below. The Castle Hill, the St. Agnese Saddle, where you find a 13th century church and the top of Mount Cumieli. Siere, on Mount Glemine, and then the Malga Quarnan and the Foredor Saddle, the summit of Mount Quarnan, and the Elio Piscuti Refuge with wide views. From the Rivoli Bianchi to the Ledis Valley. From Montenars. The easiest walk is certainly the one that allows you to visit the many bird snares that protected the transit area of migratory birds and the continuation to Gretto and Flaipano in view of the Valtorre. The arrival in Placiaris, maybe Lombard Garrison, from Borgo Isola is simple too. Even if it is hard, the ascent to the summit of Mount Quarnan is always fascinating. From Artegna. From Clama towards the Faet and Campeon Mounts with a beautiful path through the woods. You can also take advantage of the suggestions signaled to Montenars due to the proximity of the two municipalities. From Salt, the trail of the waterfalls that goes up to the Orvenco stream and takes you to Montenars.